As New South Wales faces another day of horror conditions, there's growing research that shows domestic violence spikes after bushfires. Experts say these disasters make abuse more likely as homes, families and communities are uprooted. But despite the increase in domestic violence, fewer women report it and are under pressure to stay silent in the chaos. Cameron Nichols asked Deborah Parkinson from Monash University's Disaster Resilience Initiative about her research.
There's a really well-proven link between domestic violence and disasters, both through our own research after the 2009 Black Saturday bushfires and internationally, including in countries like Australia, so developed countries like New Zealand, UK, Canada, US. It's a really well-proven fact.
Why is that? Why is there a spike in domestic violence after these events?
I think it's a combination of things. A whole lot of things are happening in people's lives after a disaster like Black Saturday. It could be things like unemployment because of the fires, homelessness because of the fires. It could be increased pressure on people in relation to their own work. For example, men who are employed within the emergency services being a bit reluctant to say that they need help, they need to go and see a counsellor in case it has some career penalties on them. So there are all those pressures happening. And what we've found is a really key pressure is that pressure on men to be strong and silent and stoic, to protect and provide, and that really strong expectation on women to just put up with it, you know, to put up with that increased anger that they might be faced with a partner or even to the extent of family violence. So things like, for example, police at the time were not even following their own code of conduct and instead saying, well, you know, we know that he's a really good guy. He was, you know, maybe he's got post-traumatic stress disorder. He's just give him some time. And the same was happening even through counsellors. There's a real lot of pressure to be quiet about this. So even though domestic violence increased, the amount of reported domestic violence cases actually went down.
And do you think that's because, you know, people are, I guess, trying to respond to the crisis? Why is this negligence happening?
Yeah, exactly. And women themselves were thinking, look, my needs don't matter as much as, you know, my neighbours who's lost their houses or other people need it more than I do. Some people have lost family members and friends, so my needs are much lower than theirs. So women were doing that thing that women have been taught to do, which is to put their own needs last.
And so obviously now we're in a situation where there's bushfires really ramping up in the season. What can we do? What can the government do to prevent this?
I think it's about really raising awareness of the damage that a disaster experience can do. At the moment, for example, in Victoria, the policy is to leave and live. And the focus is on leaving early. That's a really key point. Often when people are doing their fire planning, if they're doing it, there's a real fear of the conflict that's going to happen. Like, I don't want to do my fire plan because I know my husband's going to want to stay and protect the house. I want to go with the kids, but I want to take him. I want to make sure he's safe. So as a result, there's only 5% of people who have a written fire plan. So we really want people to see that gender is central to what happens in bushfires, and attention to gender can actually save lives, both at the time and afterwards, with reduced family violence, reduced shame and guilt from men thinking, oh, I haven't fulfilled my own and society's expectations of me as a man. So we want people to just prepare early for that.
These are obviously very entrenched ideas that we have in our society about gender roles. I wonder, for example, if you're a woman in a house and you want to prepare early for a bushfire, how can you kind of come over these really long-term sort of gender stereotypes to, you know, really help save your life and your families?
Yeah, and what you're describing is exacerbated for women who are currently in a domestic violence relationship where they might not have access to the one and only car. So their fire planning has to extend to try and include neighbours if they can. Often the violence is very controlling and it can be particularly difficult for women. So it's about all of us as a community being alert to who might need our assistance to get out in the event of a fire. And we're trying to educate people within the emergency management and community sector about these gendered pressures. We have two lots of training that we're doing for that. We've also got a postcard project, which is a really big take-up across the state. About 30,000 cards gone out on request. And they're just saying some of the facts, like, for example, that in bushfires in Australia in the last 50 years, of everyone who's been killed, 40% of them have been women, or female, rather. And that's to do with that kind of late leaving and driving out with the kids.
Dr. Deborah Parkinson from Monash University there with Cameron Nichols.